The Power 40 podcast is an uplifting, faith-based podcast that speaks to all that is going on in our world. Our goal is to share inspirational, real-life stories and experiences from notable guests around the country on matters that touch us all. The number 40 symbolizes a period of testing, trial, or probation. We all experience trying times in our lives, but it's what comes from these times that make us who we are. As we depict periods of people's lives, where the idea of the number 40 is played out, we will learn the goodness that comes from perseverance, determination, and belief.
I'm your host, Danica Tramberg, joined today by Leon Logothetis, an author, adventurer, and TV host. You've traveled the world solely on human kindness, sometimes with less than $5 a day. And you've documented this entire journey in your book, and you even have a discovery and show. I mean, walk us through that a little bit. That's amazing.
Well, I used to be a broker in the City of London. And as I share often, I had everything on the outside, but I had nothing on the inside that you would want. I was very depressed. No real sense of purpose, disconnected. And I stumbled across the movie, The Motorcycle Diaries, which is a romanticized version of Che Guevara traveling around South America, relying on kindness. And something, I had an epiphany. And I realized that I didn't want to sit behind that desk anymore. And I wanted to go out into the world and connect with people. So I quit my job and started to travel around the world relying on kindness. Now, that's the short version of the story. but that's pretty much how it all began.
That's quite a leap of faith. What was your thought process? Did you have any doubt in your mind that this was going to fall to pieces, or did you think that it was going to work out and you were just going to make it happen?
I mean, look, it was definitely a leap of faith, and I had many doubts, but I think what pushed me was emotional pain. I felt like I was in so much emotional pain that staying and doing the same thing over and over again was only going to lead to the same place. So I had to do something drastically different. And that drastically different was to quit the job and to start traveling, to start connecting, to start living. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't like I quit my job and then all of a sudden everything worked out beautifully. And, you know, for the next 25 years, I was in bliss. That didn't happen. But it is a journey. It's a process of becoming the person that you have always known you can be and really need to be in order to live a magnificent life.
When you talk about purpose and kind of feeling like you didn't know what your purpose was or just kind of were purposeless, you know, in your regular job, how has that journey of finding purpose and kind of discovering yourself been?
What I realized was that purpose is found within, and it is then shared without, right? And I needed to find who I was, what I was here for, what inspired me, how I could be of service. And the only way to do that was to get off the hamster wheel, right? And sometimes when you get off the hamster wheel, it's not fun. And it's not pleasant, and the hamster goes flying, right? But you pick yourself up and keep on going, and you find a new way to be. I always tell people that there's another way to live. And what I meant by that was, and what I mean by that is that we are told that we have to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G in order to live a successful life. Mm-hmm. But what about if that's not true? What about if we can create something totally different that society tells us and create something that is meaningful and powerful and beautiful and that comes from within us? That's a beautiful way to be, I think. And again, there's no perfection. Again, I don't want anyone listening to this thinking that, oh my goodness, this fellow has figured it all out, because I haven't.
Yeah, that's true. I think so many things, especially in society, when you're looking at other people and, you know, social media and other people's lives, you're like, wow, they have the perfect life, or they did all the right things. They have all of the things that, you know, you want. And that's not always the case because perception can be deceiving. What has been your kind of greatest eye-opening moment just in this newfound journey?
I'm often asked that question, and if you've heard the answer, I'm sorry, but I have to give the same answer. So I did a journey where I circumnavigated the world. I went from Los Angeles all the way around the world back to Los Angeles, relying on the kindness of strangers with no money. So I had no food, no gas, no place to stay, nothing. All I had was relying on the generosity of people. And I couldn't accept money, no money, just love. And I was in Pittsburgh when I was walking around trying to find someone to help. And no one would help, which is fine. And I started chatting with this one chap. And I, after chatting with him for a few moments, I said to him, "Hey, can I stay in your house tonight?" As you do. And, you know, everyone had said no up to that point. And he turns around, he says, "Well, look, I'm really sorry, but I'm homeless." You know, I feel some shame about to walk off. And he turns around and says, "Well, you know what? If you want, you can stay with me tonight. I will feed you. I'll protect you. And I will give you some clothes." Yeah. And there was a part of me that says, "Leon, you're not staying on the streets of Pittsburgh tonight. It's just not going to happen." But there was another part of me, a counterintuitive part of me, that said, "Leon, my good friend, you are staying on the streets of Pittsburgh tonight." And that's exactly what happened. I ended up sleeping on the streets of Pittsburgh with this fellow. And he changed my life. He changed my life with two powerful lessons. One, kindness is free. If a homeless man with nothing can be kind, then why can't you? And why can't I? It's free. And the second lesson was that the truest of wealth is not in our wallets, it's in our hearts. Now, look, I'm not telling you to give away all your money, but I am saying that the truest of wealth is how you show up, is how you make people feel, is how you inspire someone, is how you live from your heart. That is the truest of wealth. And that was the epitome of all my journeys, all my lessons boiled down to that one moment with this chap. And I would say also, it's not about perfection, right? Yes, I'm known as the kindness guy, but even the kindness guy has meltdowns. Mm-hmm. Even the kindness guy sometimes is not kind. There is no perfection. So don't like go out into the world and think, "Oh, I have to be perfect." Exactly like the images I see on Instagram from the self-help gurus that tell me they're perfect. No, if anyone tells you they're perfect, run as far away as you can, because they're not.
So true. So true. And you kind of touched a little bit on just the mental health sort of part of this. I mean, I've got to imagine like that time you're in, you know, the streets there with this homeless man, you're thinking, "What, you know, maybe did I make the wrong choice, or what am I doing? Or, you know, is this the right thing that I decided to do with my life?" I mean, how is your mental health maybe challenged, or just your thought process challenged in this whole process? Because I got to imagine it was kind of a constant back and forth struggle.
Look, when I was working as a broker, my mental health was not good. I was, like I mentioned earlier, deeply depressed, riddled with anxiety, and many other things, and, you know, doing things that I wasn't proud of. And it was only going to get worse if I stayed in that position. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that when I left, all of a sudden my mental health became exceptional. It didn't. I had to go to therapy. I read books. I went on travels. I did a lot of things to center myself, right? And even today, sometimes I have bad days, yeah? Bad weeks, yeah? So I would say that what helped me on my journeys was connection. So I went from being disconnected to being connected. And that is really, in many ways, not for all mental health issues, but for many mental health issues, I would say that we feel disconnected. And the way to somewhat help with a mental health issue is to feel connected. And what better way to feel connected than to go out into the world and to be forced to connect with anyone and everyone in order to survive, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, I think that's the mental health piece is a really important part of the puzzle.
Do you think there's something specifically just kind of in our culture that makes it hard to connect either with ourselves or other people?
I definitely do. I have traveled to many, many countries, and I have been to countries with a lot of wealth and have been to countries with a lot of poverty. And whilst I am not suggesting poverty is a good thing by any stretch, one of the things that happens that I've noticed in places where there's poverty is people are forced to be in community. And one of the things that I've noticed in a affluent country is that people are not forced to be in community, right? We live behind high walls, we live behind our phones, and we're not in community. I've spent quite a lot of time in India. I've spent quite a lot of time in the slums of India. And on the outside, you see these places and you think, wow, there's so much sadness, there's so much poverty. Yet you go inside and you feel there's so much love. People are together, people are connected. And I think that's one of the things in our society, in our Western society, in our predominantly affluent society, right, compared to many others, we've lost that sense of community.
I think that's so true. And another thing that goes along with that, that you sort of mentioned, I feel like is once you take down all of those things, strip people of their riches or their titles, all of a sudden we all become a lot more alike than you really realize. We're all human. We all have, we all make mistakes. We all struggle. We all, go through these experiences in life. And when you take down all of those walls and all of those material things, we really can connect. But I feel like that's just another layer that doesn't allow us to.
Well, I'm asked many questions, but one of the questions I'm pretty much always asked is, what was the greatest lesson you learned on your trips? And I always answer with the same thing. The greatest lesson that I learned was that we are in fact all the same. And the way that I learned that lesson, and by being the same, I mean, we want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to be loved, we want to feel valued, et cetera, et cetera. The way that I learned that lesson, I was in India, I was in the slums, I was sleeping in the slums, and I woke up in the morning and I saw this Indian mother kiss her two kids goodbye for school. And in that moment, I realized that her love for her kids is exactly the same as our love for our kids. Mm-hmm. At base, at our humanity, we are the same. And when we watch the news, whether it be on the left or the right, by the way, don't watch the news, but if you do, on the left or on the right, or in the center, and they tell you that we're different, they're lying. And the way you figure that out is you travel the world and you realize, or you travel in your own country, or in your own city, in your own towns, and you realize that we're all the same.
I love that. I think that's so important. And in these very divisive times right now, I feel like that message is so important for so many people, including myself and anyone who hears this. I love your philosophy. If you had to give advice to someone who maybe felt stuck in what they're doing, they're not, living a life that feels purposeful to them, what would you say, or how would you suggest they move forward? What would be the next steps they should do to better their lives?
I would say, and this may sound a bit not like what you expect me to answer, but I would say, share your pain. Because if you don't share your pain, it will consume you. And ultimately, if you keep that pain inside you, I promise you, unfortunately, it will destroy you. So you start by sharing what is going on. And after you have shared and you continue to share, things will open up for you. Because now, if you're stuck in that pain place, the hope of finding a new way to be is stuck in that pain place. So you share that pain, you let it out, and things will fall into place. You will have ideas. You will become creative. You will be inspired. You will have space to do whatever it is that you truly want to do. But if you are stuck in that pain, you will be stuck in your life.
I feel like this might be coming from a level of experience. Was there something that you had to speak out about, you know, in order to understand that that is how it works?
100%. I mean, you know, getting up and leaving my job, although triggered by the Motorcycle Diaries, was really a tipping point. I had been sharing my pain with therapists for years, right? I had been sitting with that therapist in London for literally three to four times a week for years. And slowly, slowly, there was more space for me, as opposed to there being more space for the pain. And sometimes people say, well, you know, I don't have the money to go to therapy three times a week. Well, you know, I have a friend who doesn't have much money, yet he goes to therapy three times a week because he found a university that offers free therapy for up and coming training therapists, and his life was changed. So my point is, there is always a way. Mm-hmm. You can always find a way. There are many, many excuses out there, but there is also a way.
That's so true. And something that I've come to realize, I feel like that kind of cliche saying is so true. Where there's a will, there is a way. And if you want it bad enough, you will find a way to make it happen.
You will most definitely do that. And I will say, if there's anyone out there that's listening to this that wants to reach out to me personally, they can do that. You can simply go to @thekindnessguy on Instagram, and you want to share your pain with me, I guarantee you that I will respond to you.
Where else can people find you? I know you have a book and those things. Where can they get that stuff?
Sure. So they can find me on Facebook and Instagram @thekindnessguy. They can also find me on Discovery Plus. That's the show, The Kindness Diaries. And you can just Google my name, and I believe I show up. Or you can Google The Kindness Guy. I find it quite crazy. I was on my phone a couple of days ago, and I said to Siri, who's The Kindness Guy? And Siri was like, well, she showed me all of the like lists of like Leon Logothetis is The Kindness Guy. I was like, what? What's going on?
Hey, that's a pretty neat accomplishment. That's definitely something to be proud of. Last question for you. If you had just 40 minutes to impact the world, where would you start and what would you say?
Wow. 40 minutes to impact the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to do it in 40 seconds though, right? And tell you what I would do in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
look, I would tell people to feel. Because if you don't feel, this may sound harsh, but you're not truly alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why we don't feel, because it's scary, because it's painful, because it's difficult. Feel. Find someone and share your feelings, your pain, your shame, your fear, your love, your hope. Feel.
That's amazing. That is something I feel like is so important for people to be able to be vulnerable, authentic, and right. That also leads back to connection and connecting with others. If we can't fully feel and share, it's hard to connect with other people. I really admire what you're doing. I hope everyone goes and checks you out and follows you and gets a dose of kindness in their day. And I really just am so grateful that people like you exist in this world and are doing just one more thing to make it a better place. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
For more information on the Power 40 podcast, visit powerofhumans.com. Also stream the podcast on your preferred streaming service.